Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 30th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How you doing, Liana?
Doing well. Had a little bit of a cooler night on the feeds after everything that we've experienced this past week. But I'm still excited to get into everything and, you know, feeling like a full rack of ribs today.
Not a half rack.
Not a quarter rack either, baby. Full rack.
Yeah, you know, it was 1 week ago that we were live for the morning update talking about the pound, talking about how things actually started moving. And now a full week later, we've had a week of wonderful chaos. We're now here a week later to say, it's cooled off. We're finally out of the chaos and into the land of slow gameplay that this twist was intended to create.
Right. Yes. We are now in maintenance mode. It's crazy to think that we didn't have the leftovers last week this time, right? We were just talking about the pound. They formed the next day. But yes, it is. Okay. The Big Alliance now has sort of established the status quo. The other side is completely useless. And so we're sort of in a little bit of a stagnant time, I think, moving forward, but that's okay.
Yes. Well, we are, of course, here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 24 in the house. And as I said, a slower day here, no real changes or progress. And I would expect, honestly, this to continue for basically the entirety of how long this twist lasts. I think that we are in for some pretty look. And I think that, you know, hopefully it's not too bad. We're still kind of like riding the momentum of the leftovers. I think a lot of people are still rooting for the leftovers to take out some of the other people. So if we have a couple of slow weeks where that happens, hopefully that's all right. And we can kick things up again once this twist is over and freeze up the house to move a little bit. But for now we are going to be a little bit slower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's interesting. I think everything that was talked about when it came to the Big Alliance and post pack is now applicable to the leftovers.
Yeah.
It's literally exactly the same because the conversations that we're seeing is like, well, that's okay. If you guys go up, we'll vote out so-and-so because they're not in the leftovers. And a lot of the conversation that happened really centered around, well, Brittany and Michael are sort of the one pair that doesn't have that scapegoat. So, you know, oh, is it in our best interest to maybe take out Alyssa and convince Indy to join? And that really is factoring in as one major determinant of the strategy of who might go home this week. And that is 100% due to the twist and the way that it functions.
Yes. It's almost exactly like what we talked about when the twist was first introduced with the post pack being completely invulnerable, except it's like the Death Star there is like the one tiny little like vent that if you shoot just the right way, that you might be able to blow it up. And basically what that is, well, let's just talk about it now, is that, with Monty as the HOH, one of Alyssa or Indy or Nicole or Daniel is almost definitely going to go home. So with that being said, if Nicole or Daniel go home, Kyle or Alyssa, Kyle or Taylor can join Alyssa and Indy's bestie group. And that actually still matters because how the veto works in this twist, because it's not powerful enough for the large groups, is that if your bestie group wins the veto, any one person in your group deciding to use it means the veto will be used. So if, say, Taylor joins Alyssa and Indy after Nicole is evicted, and then, say, Daniel wins HOH, nominates Michael and Brittany because they're the only duo that they'd have the votes to evict who they want. That means that even if Alyssa and Indy won the veto, Taylor, who's in that group, could say, yeah, I'm going to use this on Michael and Brittany. Even if Alyssa and Indy didn't want to, Taylor could force the veto to be used, which means that if Taylor or Kyle join Alyssa and Indy, every single bestie group in the house will have been infiltrated by the leftovers. And if Michael and Brittany are on the block, they automatically will come down. There is no group that will win veto that will not pull them down, which means the only way forward for anybody other than the leftovers to take out a leftover next week is if Alyssa and Indy stay as a group together. And then they need to have the forethought to not nominate Michael and Brittany initially and backdoor them. But that requires a lot of knowledge and forethought that they are nowhere close to having yet. So yeah, we're in a pretty solid place, and that's the Death Star version. The other version is if they do take out one of Alyssa or Indy, then convince them to join the Michael and Brittany group, then they're just lock safe regardless.
I don't even know if you would call it a 4 foot hole at that point, Taryn. Like, it's just a couple inches, because it's such a very, very unique, specific set of circumstances that the leftovers would be in any type of danger in the coming weeks. So I just don't see a universe, a Star Wars universe, if you will, and where the leftovers don't, you know, take the next couple weeks to knock out their targets.
Yeah. And I just, it needs to be pointed out again that just how unbelievably lucky the producers got that, that instead of doing this for the pose pack, that the leftovers, there was enough momentum from previous weeks that the leftovers came into power, and now it's working for the leftovers instead. Because, man, if this was what it almost was, which was the pose pack having this level of dominance, I think that people would be far tuned out of the season by now.
100% agree, because that's, you're seeing Indy, you're seeing Brittany, you're seeing that list of people go home that has been prescribed from like 3 weeks ago that Amira, you know, was discussing. So we do have a little bit of a flip, but now I think as you talked about, we're seeing that stagnant gameplay because of the twist.
All right. So let's get into some of what we saw today. A large portion of the day was taken up by Monty's meetings through the morning prior to NOMS. Nothing really super interesting comes of them, though, because it's not like he's gathering information. He has all the information. It's mostly just him selling the story about his vote, the story about what the plan is, which is that he's going to nominate Alyssa and Indy. He's telling everyone about this. He's telling most people that the plan is to backdoor Taylor by putting up Alyssa and Indy. Obviously, this is a lie. The real plan would be, if the veto was used, that Nicole would be the target. Nicole is worried that that might be true, but is willing to play along for now. He does also end up telling Alyssa, hey, you're going up on the block. She takes it pretty well. She says she wants to work with him moving forward, and she sees the logic in putting her up. Again, Alyssa very much trying to play like, hey, I'm with you. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Like, I want to get back in. Indy, not so much. He tells Indy, and she hates it. She does not take it well. She wants to know pretty much why every other person is not having to go up instead of her, which she has to explain. She says, I would never do this to you, Monty. And she later questions, are you doing this to protect the guys? Do you have a big alliance that you're a part of? Which he, of course, denies. But yeah, Indy very much going to be not pleased for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She, in that conversation, the HOH room, initially her eyes were watering, you know, she was like crying a little bit, clearly very upset about this. You know, in my mind, I was also watching what the leftovers were saying in terms of what could be tipping off the minority side of the house now. And one of the things was in this conversation with Monty saying, I don't want to put up Kyle. Kyle and I are besties. We're boys. I don't want to put up the boys, because that was the whole concern, is that there was a boys alliance. And when you have Kyle or Monty being like, yeah, well, I don't want to risk the boys, when in reality, Daniel and Kyle are way better pawns than Indy and Alyssa, if your true motive is to backdoor Taylor. So that should be like a blaring red flag in everybody's, you know, of the minorities group, like right in front of their eyes, but they're just not seeing it. So it's like, who cares?
Yeah. His logic is pretty much the same. It's a time tested strategy of saying this for the guys. Even Daniel did it with just a slightly different variation in what he's taught. Height was the thing. But Monty says he can't risk putting Kyle and Daniel up on the block, because then if the veto isn't used, he's losing a big guy, and he can't be taking out big guys as a big guy, because if he's only the only big guy left, then he becomes the massive target. And so that's the logic. It's not like we're working together. I just want to make sure all the big guys stay in the house.
Yeah. Okay. So I have nothing with the guys, but I'm protecting the guys. Even if you don't have any alliance there, what he's telling you, Indy, is that you and Alyssa are expendable, because he's willing to put you on the block and not them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fine.
And it's like, it's funny, cause like, this is the logic that again is used so often. And it's, I think, again, one of many contributing factors to men being able to slightly more successfully work together than women, because guys can say this, and there is a logic to it, right? But the ultimate message is that the guys will be working together, but people just take it. Imagine if a woman openly said, well, obviously, I don't want to take out a woman. I don't want to be the only woman left. Then I'll be a huge target as a woman. The guys would be freaking out.
Girls Alliance. It's Girls Alliance, guys. Yeah, calm down. And it was funny, because later on, Indy has another conversation with Monty after the nominations, where Indy literally says, was this a move to protect the boys, or are you being truthful in that you want to achieve something? Mm-hmm. So like, there's thought going on there, but just, you know, not 100% clicking, or at least not manifesting itself into any type of strategy.
Yeah. So he's going to talk to Taylor, who is still very much willing to go up on the block post veto. He said, look, if you're not comfortable, we can do Daniel instead, and have Kyle go up on the block. And Taylor was like, no, I want her gone. Taylor, we've talked about this a couple times last couple days. She's continuing to say it, like, just having Nicole and Daniel in this house is causing her anxiety. After interacting with them, she's like, you're a good person. You didn't do anything to make them not like you. Like, it's a difficult situation to be in. She's very much willing to go up on the block to make sure that one of them goes home. And then they both agree, like, if you do that, like, you never go on the block again. Mm-hmm. Like, as a, like, you've done your time for sure. Yeah. So honestly, if anything, like, assuming that they want Nicole out in the next couple of weeks, It almost feels like, yeah, honestly, just get it out of the way. Post veto, couple of days, and then now you have the cred to never have to go up on the block as a pawn again. That's what Taylor needs, in my opinion, to start like getting a better perception in the house as not a pawn, not somebody that should be going up on the block. So I'm almost kind of like in favor of it here, which is, you know, weird, but yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, we see Taylor throughout the day. That seems to definitely be her preferred outcome. There's a lot of conversation about which target ultimately. For me, I see it, the conversations are mostly, it's either Alyssa or Nicole. I don't really see Daniel that much in terms of, you know, who's in contention, but there's still a lot. There's different people pushing different things. Of course, Kyle, you know, no one says anything. He's pushing Alyssa. Monty, I got both from him, but I did see a lot of conversations more leaning towards Nicole. And so the fact that Taylor is on board, wants to do this, and is giving the rest of the leftovers concrete, like, hey, don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about me feeling like, oh, I'm still outside of this group because we're making a decision. I'm okay with it. And then going forward, yeah, then you better not put me up on the block. But for this week, I'm willing to do it. So I think that that really will help solidify something. And the group right now, the leftovers at the moment, is just so solid that, like, just do it now, get it out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. I feel that way. And I also feel like, you know, for Taylor specifically, between Nicole and Alyssa, yes, Alyssa is like jealous often and doesn't like sometimes is pretty like anti-Taylor, but still nothing compared to Nicole, who I genuinely think Nicole is one of the people in the house that will never work with Taylor, never vote for Taylor in the jury. And so I think I'm kind of with Taylor on this. I think going on the block to get Nicole out is actually the move. Then she doesn't have to be a pawn anymore for weeks and weeks. And that's lots of time for her to recover from that image. Nicole won't be in the jury. Nicole won't be in the house. Alyssa is somebody that I think would be willing to vote for Taylor in the jury after 60 more days, you know, depending on what happens with Kyle. And so, like, I just feel like there's more paths ahead of her with that situation.
Yeah, completely agree. And I think also from a strategic perspective, like looking at yesterday and thinking who talked the most strategy, Nicole talked the most strategy. Was it coherent? Did it always, you know, be on the right path that she should be playing? No, but she's at least actively gaming, whereas Alyssa is much less so. And I know that the house guests are worried about her social threat, but she's not going to, I just don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. So I think you take out Nicole this week.
Yes. And it does seem like, I would say, probably the majority of the Leftovers Alliance are on that page. Mm-hmm. Monty and Joseph talked about it. And they again were on the page of like, if they were to win the veto, if other leftovers were to win the veto, obviously there's going to be a conversation, but they would probably be leaning toward using it. Joseph in particular thinks it would be best to use it because that's the story he's been selling since the HOH happened. That Taylor is the target. Taylor is the target. And if Monty, Joseph, and Terrence win the veto, and Joseph,
sorry, that statement of if Monty, Joseph, and Terrence win the veto is just like, okay, I'm sorry, continue. I can't.
Remember, any individual is allowed to use it. So if Joseph doesn't use it after talking so much smack about how he wants to put Taylor on the block, then Joseph is exposed, which is not ideal for Joseph. Now, he'd be willing to do whatever, but he's definitely wants to continue with the narrative for now. So that him and Monty in particular don't get kind of sussed out for selling a false narrative. So they're on board. Taylor is kind of leaning in that direction. And Turner is very much willing to go wherever, but very annoyed with Nicole. Turner's having a hard time on Slop. I believe he is some form of vegetarian, vegan, and historically people with that diet have not fared well on Slop. He's having some trouble. He does have his this is always an issue with he has like specific foods like ice cream that he's got just for him, and Nicole is out there eating his food.
Yeah, cooking with the oat milk, giving away his HOH ice cream. Nicole, my god.
Yeah. So he's very annoyed at that. This is the most fired up I've seen Turner all season. So I'm sure he would love to get Nicole out here as well.
I mean, I think also another reason why in favor of Nicole being the ultimate target of where they're going to land this week is the fact that Monty and Terrence had a conversation today where they floated the idea of Nicole. Oh, what about Nicole? Jasmine and Monty had a conversation where they were kind of talking about Nicole. So I feel like it could be one of those situations where it'd be easy for the leftovers to play it of like, yes, I'm backdooring Taylor, put Taylor and Nicole up on the block, and then slowly over those couple days after the veto ceremony say, yeah, but like, what about Nicole though?
Mm-hmm. Yep. The biggest pushback on the Nicole plan is Kyle, who is, as you said, very much just like pushing Alyssa at every turn.
Yes.
You know, think about it. Nicole, she's not going to be able to rally any troops. Everyone hates Nicole. Alyssa's got the social game. She's a super fan. She's going to be able to get back in. She's going to be able to make a run. And he's not like entirely wrong. I do think Alyssa is a bigger threat in general to win the game, because I don't think Nicole can win this game. But, you know, for his game, it's still better to have Alyssa in my eyes. And for a decent amount of the leftovers, it's also still better for Nicole to leave because of the specific scenarios that they're in, like for Taylor. The other biggest pushback is Brittany, and to some degree by extension, Michael, because Brittany has recognized what we talked about earlier in the podcast, that yes, there is a scenario where, you know, basically the only way to get out one of Michael or Brittany is to backdoor them next week with a non-leftover HOH, knowing that they need to do that. But that's still a small possibility that could happen. Whereas if one of Alyssa or Indy leave and they convince them to join Michael and Brittany's team, then they are lock safe for sure. No chance that one of them leaves as long as the leftovers stay together. So for her, she's been pushing like, hey, it's safest for us if one of them leave. And they have made some decent progress in trying to convince Alyssa or Indy to join their team, playing up, hey, Michael's a veto king, like you want to be on our team. So they feel pretty good about that. Now, I don't think this matters too much, because if they're in a place with Alyssa or Indy where they've convinced them to join their team in the first place, then they definitely haven't realized what they would need to do in order to take Michael and Brittany out of the game. But I definitely get from her perspective, and I think she's correct for her game. It does make a lot more sense to do that, because she wants that extra layer of safety. And I think for Michael as well. So that's kind of the pushback on the plan, but a lot of other people are leaning Nicole. And so I think we're probably not going to get a solid answer on this until the veto result. And they really just discuss exactly what they're going to do.
Right, exactly. Because they don't have to make a decision yet. So every conversation yesterday was like pros, cons. Okay, well, we'll figure it out later. Right. And so they don't have to make a decision. So they're not going to. They're going to wait and see what happens. Also, there was a lot of conversation, especially for Monty, about like, we got to see how people move. Let's see how people move. Like, how is Alyssa moving throughout the house? Like, you know, okay. You know, is she really going to be shady? Is she going to be a threat? Which I totally think is valid, right? Because you have this group that is theoretically recovering from a blindside. How are they going to regroup? And is there going to be a leader of that regrouping? And if that is Alyssa or Nicole, that could also possibly determine how they're going to move forward this week.
Yep. So just a couple of other things before the nominations. Really just one more thing. Monty does talk to Jasmine and they have a couple of conversations throughout the day. But Monty is trying to push the idea, and he kind of thinks it might be true that Alyssa is working with Daniel and Nicole, because information is being shared between them that got back to him. And he's going to pitch that to Jasmine, who's asking him, like, what if they stay up on the block together? He's kind of like, well, I think Alyssa might be working with Daniel and Nicole, which is you know, theoretically news to Jasmine, who does not trust Daniel and Nicole. I imagine that she doesn't really believe that it's true, considering how anti-Daniel and Nicole Alyssa is with Jasmine. But Jasmine, I think, is very much willing, and she says, so whatever the house wants, I will vote out Alyssa. I will vote out Indy. I will vote out Nicole. I will do whatever I need to get back in here.
Which is good news for Monty, because even though he was excited about a split vote last week, he's back to his I'd love to have a unanimous vote type situation, which I've heard him say multiple times throughout yesterday. So I think that this is, you know, music to his ears that Jasmine is willing to play ball and, you know, fine, whatever. I'm good with whatever.
Yep, pretty much. Also, I talked about this a little bit the other day, a few days ago. Kyle and Nicole are going to continue their prank wars, their scare wars. And that's happening as well throughout the day, just to cue that up. So we get to the nomination ceremony, and Monty nominates Alyssa and Indy. And everything goes as planned. Again, nothing too wild here. It's all just pretty calm. Now, Michael is going to have a conversation with Nicole in the storage room. He pulls her in and immediately, just the second she walks in, I'm going home this week. What? No.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. Why would you think that? I don't know. I just know I'm not safe. I don't know what Monty's going to do. And I just feel like I'm going to go home the block and I feel like they're going to vote me out. Michael's like, I think you're good. And the feeds are cutting in and out of this, but like, mm-hmm. she goes on to talk about like, I just don't know. Like feeds come back in and she's like, I just don't know how Amir is going to feel about me after everything. Like, you know, are we still going to go with a piece of grace? And she's like, talking about like, I don't know. I trust Monty, but, and Michael is just like, yeah. Hug. Oh man. And so she's, with Amir. I didn't get to say goodbye. What was that noise? What? She walks over to the cleaning cabinet. Oh my God! I've been in here for so long! Kyle falls out of the cabinet in the storage room. He has been in there the whole time listening to this because he was going to scare her. But the second she walked in, she started crying. So Kyle, oh my God, oh, my legs, oh, my legs are numb. Michael, did you think I was comfortable in there? Nicole says, America, I just want you to know I knew he was in here the whole time.
Yep.
The whole time. She did not. Oh my God, Michael. I'm sorry. I was in there for like 30 minutes. It was not 30 minutes. No, it was my legs.
Ah, yes. The prank war. The first thought was like, please, Nicole, don't hide and don't overhear anything. That would be like terrible. But I mean, I think it didn't really matter if Kyle overheard anything because Michael would have said whatever it was anyway. It was just incredibly awkward, but also absolutely hilarious. I loved all the retellings throughout the day. I loved to hear Nicole's version. I loved Michael's version, Kyle's version. It was just such a fun, ridiculous moment.
Yes. Also, in case anyone was wondering, because Kyle does continue to say, I was sitting there for like 30 minutes, about 8 minutes. 8 minutes. He was in there.
Oh, you timed it. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to tell when he went in to the room. So,
he was in the kitchen with Michael up to around 5:41 Big Brother time. Then we see Nicole in the storage room at like 5:44, and then he gets found out at around like 5:49. Okay. So
not 30 minutes, Kyle. Come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was funny because even I felt like with Nicole's retelling, she didn't even like completely assert that she knew he was in there the whole time. I don't know. It was like, it was totally weird.
Yeah. And she makes it so awkward too. Like she comes in, winner. I am the winner. You can't scare me. And it's just so awkward.
Yeah.
And so they do retell it. So like to hear Michael tell it, he's like, yeah. So I'm like, I brought Nicole in there and the second she walked in, she starts crying. I didn't know what to do. I was like, and to hear Kyle tell it, he's like, so I'm sitting in there for 30 minutes and then Michael comes in, she starts crying and I'm just like, Michael, What are you doing?
Get her out of there.
You got her out of there. What are you? You're just standing there. There were even lulls in the conversation. They were not. I was saying nothing. And he didn't just say like, hey, let's leave. What are you doing, Michael? I've never been so frustrated in this game.
I'm excited for the length of time to continue to increase. I'm hoping. If I was in there for an hour.
Yeah. And then Nicole's like, oh, it was so funny. I was in there like talking about how much I trusted Monty. And then I heard, I caught on and I was like, oh, I got him.
Nailed it. This was probably the best scare attempt, though, if there was an actual gameplay going on, because later there's another scare attempt with Kyle in the bathroom hiding under all the pillows and that like couch. And Monty goes to get Nicole, bring her, say, oh, the toilet's clogged or whatever. We need you. Joseph pops out of the bathroom. Ha ha. Oh, so scary. And then theoretically, Kyle was supposed to like pop up from the pillows, but it didn't quite work. And it was actually really garbage. So, you know, credit where credit is due. If there hadn't been the conversation with the crying and all that, I think that would have been the best attempt.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's honestly the best thing that happened yesterday. That was that's what I'm centering the entire update around. So that happens there. Now, there is, well, I guess, one more thing to add on to the Kyle and Nicole dynamic that she loves to say, I don't know if I can do this.
Wait, is that you?
Kyle!
Kyle! The carbon imprint.
Kyle!
I'm a gag cat. Yeah, it's she's been doing this for at least a week, if not longer. And it's a Cartman impression from South Park. And it's been so annoying. It's whenever Kyle hops in the room, she just like does the impression, but that's all she does. She doesn't like say full sentences as Cartman. She just like says Kyle's name in the Cartman impression. And finally last night, Kyle was like, I hate that.
I know.
So I was like, thank you.
He's been like laughing along with it all this time. And I'm like, that TikTok dude, he likes this weird humor, whatever. And he's like, oh my God, I hate it when she says Kyle. So annoying. Thank you.
Yeah. The hell, Cal. Yeah. That was so nice to hear. I felt like, oh, thank God.
That's going on there. Kyle and Nicole. The Kyle and Nicole had a whole saga yesterday. This clip has been going around because it is hilarious. And again, very awkward. Kyle and Nicole are hold on. Let's reenact it. Ready? You're Nicole. I'm okay. Kyle. We're sitting, and she just kind of. I went the wrong way.
Lean into me.
Hold on. Really gotta do it again.
Do it again. Okay. Ready. Oh. Wait,
and
then you're gonna like lay back like awkwardly like this.
Yeah. So if you're not watching, Nicole goes to like lean her head on Kyle's shoulder, and he like pulls a Matrix move, like to get out of the way, and her head, which was on its way to his shoulder, just kind of goes, oh, yep. Yeah, I was doing this on purpose, just gonna lean my head back on the edge of the couch. Oh yeah, this is comfy. Oh yes, love this. Oh, and then I'm just gonna like, oh yeah, okay, yeah. That was just a natural move I was about to do.
Yeah, Kyle's like, solid. Oh, sorry. Like, let me like scoot away from you. And she's like, oh, you thought I was gonna cuddle with you? She's like, I knew you were in that room that whole time. It's so awkward. Oh, hilarious.
Yeah. So that's the day.
What else? Daniel said something funny. He said like, I'm a good liar because I impersonate the greatest man of all time or something, which was just funny. What else happened? Oh, Kyle's mom tweeted hashtag stay strong, Kyle, hashtag BB24, hashtag team Kyle, hashtag Alyssa, hashtag just say no, hashtag don't give in. which was hilarious.
I mean, I have to imagine that that has to play a role in the situation, right? No, like knowing that that's probably what his mom is tweeting.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Like he knows his mom, right? It's in the back of his head, you know, what she's thinking the whole time. What else? I heard Indy call Pose Pack Buzz Back, which was funny. Again, when we're talking about like the intense strategy on the other side of the house. What else? I think that's all I got.
Yeah, the leftovers had a meeting in the HOH mm-hmm. room. They were this is where a lot of the stuff was talked about. Mm-hmm. It was just like a fun meeting. Like these people, like they get along. They've been talking about that throughout the day as well. Kyle was talking about it with Turner and Alyssa. And then again with Turner alone. It's just like none of the people outside of our alliance, like I really vibe with at all. Like it's mm-hmm. just, I just like the people in here. Like this alliance is tight. They complained about Nicole for a bit as well. It was pretty funny. Turner also said he thinks Zingbot is lame.
Yep.
Doesn't watch Zingbot.
Yep. Doesn't like Zingbot.
I get it.
Hope he makes it to Zingbot then.
Yeah, I wonder if, oh man, well, I don't think they would. But yeah, imagine Zingbot commenting on how Turner thinks he's lame.
Yeah, like I heard you don't like me. I'm not going to do the voice because that's not. But that would be funny.
We don't want Turner to make fun of us.
I know, right?
Alyssa obviously still hanging out with Kyle a lot. It's really like she talked to him after and it still feels like she's getting in with the guys. She understands being put up as a pawn, still trying to like play up like, hey, I'm willing to work with you all. Mm-hmm. Still anti Nicole and Daniel. A lot of all of this trickery. With the vote and who can be trusted and who can't be trusted is still working. Like even Daniel and Nicole are kind of feeling like, yeah, we might target Brittany, but we're also targeting Taylor and Indy. We wouldn't want to put Michael in danger. So we'd have to figure out a way to avoid that. And so it's like, again, they're nowhere close to figuring out they need to intentionally backdoor Brittany and Michael.
Yes, exactly. And so that's why, again, I understand where Brittany is coming from and Michael, where they're coming from in terms of wanting someone on their team. I think if they knew how bad the other side was, then I don't think that they would be worried about that.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what we've got for today. Quick and easy one with a funny prank gone wrong. I imagine this is going to be in the episode because what else are they going to show?
Sure. Oh, for sure. And it's the type of moment like production loves this kind of stuff anyway. So they would go for it, I think, regardless. I did see one other thing through my notes that Alyssa and Kyle were having a conversation and Alyssa told him that I go for partners that give me a little and then take that love away. So I don't know what Kyle's going to do with that information. He did seem to be spending then more time with Alyssa after that. So I don't know if that's like factoring in, but that was just another hilarious moment from yesterday.
There you go. Well, that's what we have from today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. We'll see if any other nonsense goes on. But we will get the veto draw and the veto competition at some point today. So I hope that by this time tomorrow, we will have the concrete plan of whether it will be Nicole or Alyssa that is the primary target, or maybe even Daniel. Still possible. It's not completely, in my eyes, completely out of the realm of possibility that the vote flips onto Indy. I don't think it's very likely. They've all talked about how Indy's not worth taking out, but Indy is also going around spreading, I think these people are in an alliance and not playing ball. And so I could see that eventually starting to turn them on her. But again, I don't think it's super likely. Just something to keep in mind.
Right, exactly. And especially if they feel like Indy, if they do send out Alyssa, Indy is maybe more likely to join Michael and Brittany because of the fact that Michael is now the Indy whisperer and she doesn't like Brittany. And so that's a way that Brittany would not be able to target her. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yes. All right. So tune in tomorrow morning. Come find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, hanging out, playing kitten games, watching episodes of the show, and all kinds of good stuff there. We'll be playing some Goose Duck tomorrow. Find the Among Us videos I've been posting on YouTube. You can find me over on Twitter as well, at Armstrong Taryn. Liana, where can people find you?
Find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. The RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 7 All Winners finale was on Friday. We're going to be covering that a little bit later due to some scheduling conflicts, but that podcast will be out. Very excited to discuss everything from that.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.